Okay. Good evening. The regular meeting for Joint Land Use Board for Lindenwall for Thursday, October 28th, 2021 is called to order. I wish to announce that the open public meeting law known as the Sunshine Law of 1975 has been complied with. The notice of this meeting was advertised at a regular realization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified. Copies are placed on the bulletin boards. Okay, first I'd like to do the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Nancy, may we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Rich.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Mr. Rowe.
Here.
Mr. Anderson.
Here.
Ms. Jackson.
Here.
Mr. Dawson. Mr. Coleman.
Here.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Here.
Ms. Jenkins, here. Ms. Burdich, here. Mr. Anderson.
Here. Next on our agenda is approval of minutes from September 23rd, 2021. Can I have a motion?
Make motion.
Can I have a second? Okay, I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Mayor Rich.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Rowe.
Yes.
Mr. Vandegrift.
Yes.
Ms. Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Coleman.
Yes.
Ms. Jenkins, absent.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Next on our agenda is JLUB 21-7. That is a resolution denying a use variance for the operation of a contractor's yard, that is Union Paving. Can I have a motion?
Make motion.
Have a second?
Second. Second, and me.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Rich.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Rowe.
Yes.
Mr. Vandegrift.
Yes.
Ms. Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Coleman.
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Next is new business. We were going to do application JLUB 21-6A, but it looks like Prodigy Games isn't here, so we're going to go to application JLUB 28-1, that's Sensational Landscaping.
I am the preparer of the site plan before you this evening. Mr. David Cherveen. Mr. David Cherveen is the applicant. Yes.
Okay, do we want to swear them in? Okay, okay. Oh, we're going to swear both of you in, okay? So if you could.
You can take his mask down while you're talking, right? Might be easier if you take your mask down while you're talking.
Well, 6 feet away.
Okay. So could you?
You can hear the microphone.
I can't hear, I get.
Okay, could you both raise your right hand and could you give me your name and your address first?
David Cherveen, 24, Willow Cedar Way, Blackwood, here.
Okay.
Gregory Fusco, 80 South White Horse Pike, Portland, New Jersey.
Okay, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Members of the board, I apologize. I came here and while work's great at home, it's horrible for my job. So I continue to ask you to leave yourself on site. Mr. Cherveen operates Sensational Landscaping. Our office received a use variance approval from this board about a year ago. The experiment landscaping business that solely located on Laurel Road, we know it as 1202 Laurel Road. Basically sells seasonal landscape-related items at the facility all year round. This is true, Christmas time, pumpkins, and, you know, bumps. In the fall, Easter flowers, and then summer, I guess, spring will be next year. So, one of the requirements of these variants, we're going to come back to the line of site plan, make sure we fill minor site plan issues, and get your board in, and get yours in the area. So that's part of the bridge this evening. We received a letter from Jeffrey Hansen, who reviewed the application, and the way Jeff's office structured the letter, he asked all the questions that I know you want to hear answers to. Most of them have to come from Mr. Jardine, so I don't know how you want to deal with it. If you did want to sell me the letter, Jeff and myself, Jeff and myself, up to you.
Mr. Chairman, you think we should just go by the...
Yeah, let's go over it, yeah.
You want me to read a summary of the... You want to give a summary, Greg, or do you want me to read the summary of the application real quick?
I thought I did that, but...
Okay. Just everybody sort of knows what's going on there.
Yeah.
The stuff that would be new is there's going to be a construction of a permanent 20 by 100 greenhouse behind the office slash dwelling that's on the site now. And they're going to put three 10 by 150 hoop houses and two more future hoop houses, and then there's a 24-foot wide soil driveway. We had a couple questions about that. That's going to access all of these features, basically. And I think that pretty much covers it, right, Greg?
Yes, sir. One large greenhouse structure, three new temporary hoop houses, two possibly in the future, and an area for staging of bulk materials such as mulch and stuff.
I think we can move on to really to page two of the, well, we have two, there were two minor site plan checklist items that they were asking for a waiver from. One was a landscaping plan. I don't believe there's any landscaping really that's proposed. I think we asked for some screening over by the material bins in the letter later on, and then a complete site lighting plan. I didn't have any objection to the waivers provided that we give testimony or supplemental information this evening for the things that we've requested related to those items in my letter. Move on to variances and waivers. Number one, you require a non-residential development in the OP zone to have a buffer between the residential zone and the shared property line with a non-residential zone. That would be the first waiver. Second waiver requires that all parking spaces be surface with a dustless and permanent surface like asphalt or concrete, and they're using mostly soil and dense graded aggregate, aka gravel, so that's another design waiver. We require in 36593B that all parking areas and driveway are adequately illuminated between sunset and sunrise. We didn't get any photometric data for that area, and there's no lighting proposed. Gonna need some testimony about those lighting levels and
yes, we are. We are going to provide testimony.
Okay. And then there's another one that prohibits maneuvering with parked vehicles within 20 feet of the right-of-way will be within approximately 10 feet of the right-of-way in the front of the property there. And then another one to require a loading zone that's not less than 12 feet in width and 35 feet in length. No loading zones proposed. So do you want to talk about the waivers first, Greg, before we move on to the general comments?
Like
that. Yeah.
A lot of these
will be
carried on throughout the meeting, so.
Okay.
Yes,
might as well cover them now.
Point out on the plan, during the use variance application, there was a request for him to plant some additional landscaping on the site to buffer to the neighbors adjoining him. I believe that's already been constructed. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, so right along the residential half, this is picking up on the...
Yeah, I think you're good.
So right along the residential house, that's right alongside, what I've actually done already this is the storage area. They were, I guess, required at some point to actually put in Leon Cypress and Green Giants already. I've actually gone ahead, actually, a year ago, they're already in place, they're 10-foot trunk, right along the neighboring house already, they're already in place. So what I've done was I've taken this corner, which is a large maple in the neighbor's yard, and then I've actually placed them 10 all the way up. I believe it's about 20 foot off of the fence that is joining here, which is basically the distance that I saw from the other front of the property.
Okay. I don't see any, it doesn't seem any of your neighbors are out here tonight to complain about that. I haven't heard, we haven't heard anything that I'm aware of, so. So that's the, is that the western site?
Yes.
Site property line? Okay. Okay.
Moving on to the second waiver, design waiver or submission waiver being requested. Currently, the front of the site, that there's no bitumen pavement where the operation, for the operation vehicles or visitors and pay on it's all stone. The applicant would like to continue to maintain the stone. It doesn't appear to be an issue with the neighborhood or the roadway. The stone's going to help him with the situation we have to deal with later on in the meeting and regarding stormwater management. So that's the decision we'd like the rest of the driveway area to do so.
Greg, while we're talking about that, I did ask later in the letter about what the nature of that soil driveway is. Could you touch on that right now while we're on the topic?
I'm going to let
you start.
Okay. Absolutely. So, in the very rear of the property, we restored, currently we have sitting back there, actual vehicles will be used for the landscaping.
Okay.
And then employees also will use that road, obviously, for the vehicle, and then they would hop in the commercial vehicle and take that, you know, with whatever equipment.
Okay, but it was, I was just wondering what that, is it going to be surfaced with anything, or are you basically just going to be driving over?
Absolutely, honestly, yeah, because I mean, that's only access, and it's basically one in the morning, they'll pick up the vehicle, they'll leave.
So you're going to have one truck going back there a day?
Exactly, I mean,
for the frequency that he uses it on a daily basis.
You're not going to have 20 guys coming and yelling out of there and stirring up dust, or anything. That was our concern.
We just believe that. Yeah, the frequency that he uses it every day, he's been operating out for a year out there, it hasn't become an issue.
Is it pretty firm and it's not rutting or?
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure you'll, you'll provide the proper upkeep if you need to fill a couple of ruts or something like that. I don't have an objection to that considering the no amount of traffic and it's his own vehicle. It's not like customers are going to be going back there or anything.
People come in at the end of the day and on the weekend, especially.
Okay.
Major traffic time, so to speak. It's not every single day in and out of process. The other issue regarding submission waivers, design waiver, is the fact that lighting hasn't been proposed. They're correct, lighting isn't proposed, but there is lighting out there, and our office conducted a lighting survey. We actually went out there with a light meter, and we put those light illumination values on the plan, and they do meet the minimum safety of the ordinance. So,
okay.
We don't believe the light that's there is bothering anyone. We don't believe it's going out onto the roadway or on the neighbor's property. So again, because of that.
You just want to add them to the final plans? You have the light levels? You can just add them for the signature plans?
They're on there, but I will. We're going to add them back to the center.
Oh, I didn't realize they were on there.
They look like graves, but I'll
okay. Add them. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Ben.
And then the next submission waiver, or design waiver for that matter, that's required. The ordinance indicates that all parking spaces closest to the roadway need to be at least 20 feet away from the curb line. We snuck a parking space in on the site. Greater than 20 feet from the curb line. We have to be able to do something to find it and plus spaces on the property as possible. So we're asking for a waiver of
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I think they're loading to. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was looking
along. And then the last design waiver for the ordinance would be providing a loading zone. Loading zone at least 12 feet wide, 10 feet wide, sorry,
12 feet wide, 35 feet length are required. I'll let Mr. Sabine testify, but this is like this, this is loading everywhere.
I mean, a loading zone is typically for a retail establishment like a Wawa or something where you're going to have tractor trailers and whatnot going. I imagine the types of, I mean, you can give the testimony, but the types of deliveries you're going to get are like stone and mulch and whatever, and the truck's going to pull in back to the, back up to the storage bin and leave. There's no, you don't really need a loading zone, it doesn't seem like.
No, absolutely. I mean, a lot of actually even carpenter, we brought in ourselves in our trucks, it just stays on break, and that's the reality of it. Anything more than that would just be very temporary, and if so, that's kind of where the hoop comes in, where they can pull in, we can drop it off, and this person's reservoir is kind of, or if really needed, if they had to go down inside here to drop, but it's very quick.
You think there's adequate loading area where it's not going to impact your customers' traffic and anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's really, I mean, it's most of the traffic, you know, you've been really approached coming in, filling up, and they're down.
Okay.
So, with that said, if there's a part of here that, you know, working and grabbing the passenger or what have you, it's a thing, so.
Okay.
And then they can come on that. And I believe that's the case. On the property itself, there are no sprinkler wetlands, there are no wetland buffers. The property abuts a very deep ravine. The bottom of the ravine is a good 100 feet away from the top of that, which is further along his property line. We don't feel there are any environmental constraints that concern his property.
And I know you guys have been back and forth with DEP several times trying to get a determination on that. Move on to number seven. Move on to number seven.
Yes, please. I guess item number seven requests that the applicant just discuss his operation. So please state hours of operations, days, like the activities.
So we would be open 7 days a week. Current hours are 8 to 7 p.m. Some days at 10 to 4. For obvious reasons, Christmas holiday, we're 2 to 9, of course, divided all the items. Pretty much January and February are pretty quiet to be personally honest with you. We had a little bit of firewood on the property, so that may be something that's a little bit different, but not so much. Would you like me to just go down to DC?
Sure.
So, okay. So the activities on there, for the most part, again, day-to-day operations, of course, we kind of touched on those coming in, buying plant material, flowers, whatever that may be for the holidays. In addition to that, then, as I said, the flowers, the trees, shrubs, produce, if you want to consider planting produce, that sort of thing. It's all very straightforward, holiday decor. Plant deliveries, whenever we would get on the market, and we kind of touched on again, we would just put them out. Other products would be, as we decide to get into little hand tools for gardening, this sort of thing. We do currently have a bag of topsoil and mulch for folks to grab. As far as equipment, general landscaping equipment, which we currently do have on the property, lawn service equipment, we do have all enclosed in enclosed garage, attached garage, already on site plan there. So that's, again, pretty straightforward. Employees, any shift, right now we're two. I'm also saying to be bigger, but I don't know what that's going to be yet. So that's currently where we're at, 2 to 4 employees at any given time. This is kind of 1 to 2, honestly. Vehicles, pickup trucks, customer vehicles, delivery trucks, as needed, again, if we already touched on. And then vehicle trips. I mean, I actually looked through our register. We have a pretty unique register that we use, and we did 30 to 40 customers in and out, and that was at a fine time during the season.
All
so
day?
That
30 or 40 all day?
Yeah, all day. Okay. So I just kind of use that as a pretty good mean, that's if you want, like, you go forward on the east side of the flexibility from the north, right?
Yeah, we're good on number seven, I think.
Preferably. So, yeah, the bins, wood chips, which were all the same thing, aggregates, anything, 3/8 in size, 5 inches, which is very similar.
You are going to number nine would be whether you're going to sell retail or wholesale.
Yeah, so, exactly. So 95% of it is going to be wholesale, just as ourselves as landscapers. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be bringing stuff to us to go out and disperse. And I'm sure along the way we will have one of them. But I would say 95% of that would just be.
Item number 10, can you just explain to the board how you're going to handle?
Yes.
Solid waste.
So apparently, most of our waste is actually now. So we already take that as part of our business, using the sites that are around and going to be handled. So we're already taking care of that. We're actually already taking all sites because when we got one, purchased this property, we were already cut off, if you will, from the town from normal trash. So we actually take it to Robinson already off the consulting, and we actually disperse it in our own dump truck. So we, and that's mostly collected stuff and most of the stuff.
You just staging it in the trucks until it's ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we, you know, a couple of trash cans, but literally, when I tell you the top of it,
so there's no need for a large dumpster area anywhere?
Really, like you said, most of our stuff natural, which we take almost on a daily basis, because it goes on the road from the job that's already done, you know, that day.
Okay.
Item number 11, do you have a surveillance?
Yes. So apparently, in the van, we actually have a 16-camera system in place. It's 24-hour loop. We've actually already helped them in the old police officers with this. They've actually got some surveillance off the road.
I think that was part of your use variance approval was included.
Absolutely.
That was included too, so that should already be covered. But
yeah.
if they're good with the police department, then we're good.
Okay.
Okay, we can move on to item number 12. You're providing any parking spaces, which includes one barrier free space. Can you just explain to the board those spaces are for clientele, and this is only for employees. Your employees.
Yeah, so just kind of again, as we touched, so customers would come in, they would actually park in the parking lot. All our employees are currently going towards the back. Even the ones who say would work in the retail area, they're going in the back and parking where our general vehicles are currently.
And you use this area now for parking?
Yeah.
For the last year?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, at Christmas, we mark a full year garden center and a full loop around.
Item number 13, there's a stone area, I'm showing where my finger is, right here in front of the existing parking spaces. It's ironic that that stone area lines up with the press curb that's down on Laurel Road in front of the site. It appears it looks like a driveway. Dave does not use it as a driveway. He uses the stone area staging for plants, shrubbery, things like that. So. As a matter of fact, tonight, I believe you told me it's roped off, correct?
It is. So it's roped off. We actually have a cart that we put down there, again, just for safety reasons for folks. But down there, it literally has flowers on them. We bring it in and out every day. But it always has a yellow chain across. It's a mistake for that reason. But we put it out there. It actually works great for this guy. But otherwise, on either side of it, as well as the front of the parking lot, there is actually already a 2-pound fence that runs the entire length and that way, so it's pretty hard in the
state
that is.
Okay. There's also a fence there.
Yeah, there's a fence there, and our stoning matches right up to that depressed area. So again, you would think you're pulling into the shoulder with the vehicle. So.
So item number 14, we've already discussed that would be the soil driveway that extends from the front of the site through the back. Item number 15. Horseshoe driveway located in this area of the site. Okay, it really I think the horseshoe driveway, right? The two only curb opening scales approximately 16 feet width, which is we'd like to keep it that way. And Jeff, recommends that we keep it in a one-way direction and sign it that way, and we have no objection to that.
That's not going to affect your operation too bad.
No.
Just don't want people back stacking out on the Laurel Road.
There is actually that.
Okay.
Because I think we just want the issues, I think it's best. There's an existing concrete pad there now.
Yeah, so I mean, the plans were just literally leave it. I feel that it'll help with the strength of anyone coming in here as well to pick up. It's going to help the burden coming through and not creating sinkhole from the community.
Okay. So it's just going to be part of the driveway, basically?
Pretty much, yeah.
Probably the old produce stand sat on it or something.
So there was, when we purchased it, there was actually a trailer sitting on top of that, which we immediately took down and disposed of and put up.
Okay.
Item number 17 is a recommendation for a stop sign at the driveway entrance. That's, we're obviously going to comply with that. We will do that. Item number 18, request whether or not signage is going to be proposed. Right now, the applicant would like to, he proposes a sign, the sign will comply with the ordinance, whether or not it comes back to the board.
Okay.
For some reason it doesn't, we'll be back here in a minute. I don't think that's.
Okay.
The next item is discussing the stormwater management, and stormwater management will be required for the project. It's up to our office to make sure the project meets the intended new stormwater rules that have recently been adopted by the DEP. I discussed with Mr. Hanson today, we have no objection doing that. We'd like to wish we have the opportunity to work with him to make sure that we provide the correct features that are needed to comply.
Greg and I had talked about this earlier in the week too, or when we, I mean, it was last week, I don't recall, but maybe he's putting in some stone infiltration areas near the hoop houses to collect the water, and then putting in maybe like a seepage pit so that we can capture the, so we can meet the stormwater regulations. Once you're over 0.25 acres of new impervious area, you've got to do, that's major development as per DEP, so we've got to do something to, for water quantity and quality in that regard. So as long as the board's okay with it, we can make it a condition that Greg's office and I work that out. Shouldn't be too hard to hurdle over.
That sounds good.
I think we probably have sandy soils out there.
And the only thing we would like to ask is, Dave doesn't think he's going to build the greenhouse right away. I think it might be 3, 4, maybe 5 years down the line. This is a greenhouse structure. Same thing with the hoop house. He may start with one hoop house and not do all three. And it may be 10 years down the line before he has all five. So we are, when I revise the plan and submit it for review based on any approval and the resolution that will be adopted, we're going to stage or phase what's going to be done, provide the time frames, and associate the stormwater management to be constructed for those activities accordingly on the plan. This way, every year the stormwater inspector comes down to the municipality and wants to see things that have been approved, see the way they've been reviewed, all that information will be on the plan. So she actually goes out to the site, she'll be able to see that, hey, the greenhouse is built, it's supposed to be some type of infiltration, such management practice out here, and it'll be on the plan, she'll be able to see this. So that's the only request we have regarding the stormwater management.
Okay, once you reach the threshold, you'll put it in basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that.
Sounds good. Item number 20 wants to know, will the greenhouse be heated? Is there any gas services, electric services?
So, my normal plans, they're typically, they are heated in the winter months. That's something honestly detail-wise, you know, whether it's a lot of times they're either fire, you know, they'll have a basement or fire, or a burner, if you will, they're like,
not sure yet.
Yeah, not really, honestly, just the way overpricks are. See what that looks like when that line is over.
21 we already covered. Number 21 we already covered.
Right, and number 22, this is a tough one. The request is to place shrubbery in this area to screen the bins.
You guys gonna create a site triangle?
I still believe we can operate and use the bins and whatever and drop off and pick up if they were there. We're obviously mercy of the board if they want to see some type of screening we're provided, but I think it would really just interfere with the activities that are going to be proposed here.
Okay.
If I may add, there's a lot of greenery that's already coming up alongside and actually almost.
So you really only see it when you get to the front for the game? You've got flowers out there, you've got some.
Yeah, we actually look for it out every morning, it's decorated in season, that actually pays and blocks some of that as well.
Okay.
And then the last item, we've testified already, he has existing landscaping. The elimination values are on there, I'll highlight them when I resubmit to Jeff's office for review. The lighting now meets the intent of the ordinance, there is no new lighting proposed. Hopefully there's no glare issue on short on that out if there isn't.
If there's a glare issue, we can shield them somehow, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I may add to that, they're actually directional, I actually installed them myself.
Okay.
As I put them off, I literally did drive down all road both ways to make sure it wasn't glaring in my window, and that's kind of how I set it up, but there's on the front and back of the attached garage, and I did it for security purposes as well, fine. But I put them both, they're LED, they're, I think, literally 30,000 lumens each, and then there's actually one attached to the main building which shines down the parking lot, and another one on the pole here that shines into the parking lot for, again, for people coming to see.
Okay.
And that's all we got.
Okay, you have anything to discuss?
No, we covered everything in the letter, I don't have anything.
All right, any questions from the board? Okay, we'll go back to you, Kate. We're gonna open to the public on this application. Does anyone from the public have any questions for the applicant? Please come to the microphone, please state your name and your address and your concern. Okay, we'll close to the public. Okay, Kate.
Okay, we're here this evening to really pass upon a site plan for this particular property. We did grant a use variance for this, on this property, because it was a finding that we thought it was particularly suited for a garden center and a nursery, given the history and the configuration. So the applicant has submitted a site plan, they have basically complied with these, the site plan requirements, with the exception of a few things that they have requested waivers for, which was the, they requested a waiver for the landscape buffer with the residential lot, the gravel parking as opposed to a durable surface, lighting in the parking area and in the driveway. The parking stalls being within the road right-of-way and having a dedicated loading area. Those are the few requirements on site plan that the applicant has requested waivers for. And other than that, the application does comply with the requirements for a site plan. A couple of conditions, if the board was inclined to grant this, a couple of conditions, the applicant has already complied with the surveillance requirement that we usually impose, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, with the, getting the approval for the Lindemwald police. So, one of which was the applicant will or work with the board's engineer to develop a stormwater management plan. Also that the applicant has indicated they're going to stage and phase in the stormwater management plan relative to the state of the development of the site, okay? And And then one of the recommendations, which our engineer had said was about having screening the Horseshoe Drive, and I believe you put in an argument why you didn't want to do that. So those are the only conditions that we have. Another thing that I did want to bring up, we did extend your right to operate your nursery pending, remember, because of your difficulties with the Department of Environmental Protection. I think we need to extend that because I think that did run out. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was, I did check that, and I think that may have expired in May, so we need to...
It was like Easter to Labor Day, right?
That was the last one. We had, Yeah, no, it was to May 31st of 2021, so we would make that also a condition that the temporary operation can go forward. So those are the only conditions. Okay, right.
Okay. All right, so if it pleases the board, we're going to ask for a motion. This would be with the five waivers and all the conditions. Do I have a motion?
No.
Can I have a second? Can I roll call, Nancy?
Second.
That was Pat.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hatch?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Vanderbrink?
Yes.
Ms. George Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Minkowski?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. You're welcome, Dave. Good luck. Keep up the good work.
That'd be a nice spot.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you saw me, I was calling council. Good to see you.
Okay, next new business, we'll go back to application JLUB 21-6A, that's Prodigy Games. Okay, we'll get Kate.
Congratulations.
Yes. Okay, excuse us, could we move this?
Use the microphone.
Okay, we missed a lot of that.
I said before to pick it up at a minute.
All I heard is the beating.
Okay, got you. Sorry about that. So this is here, I'm here on behalf of Mr. David Barnes, Prodigy Games. I think we're looking for a use of variance permit to operate 100 North White Horse Pike as a retail gaming lounge. There was a prior hearing where the board had recommended that there was a parking issue. They had to get a variance or easement for the parking. There was also something related to the security, which ended in some inspections, which everything, to my understanding, has been completed and a site plan has been provided. The easements here, I have copies of. It is Ty and Sons, which is one of the facility right next to the where the gaming lounge is going to be, assigned the easement, allowing Prodigy Games to use the parking spaces there. And then there's another young man across the street, Mr. Frank Trott, who has a lot. His lot has about 13 parking spaces. So with his lot, 13 parking spaces, the parking spaces at
that.
That's the cable guy.
Yeah. The cable guy?
Trotta?
Yeah.
That's the guy with all the cable things back there.
He didn't have you.
Frank Crada. He's the guy that came into Crada, CCTV or whatever it was called, 3 or 4 years ago. Right across the street here.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's not the same lot.
No, it's across Maple.
It's across on the run.
It's on the other side of Maple.
Yeah.
He's got permission to park vehicle here.
Was parking, he needed.
I don't know, is that gonna be part of the parking arrangement?
He had the only.
I'm sorry, but this kind of diagram is really hard to understand.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Maybe you can explain it.
So, our store is right here, and then the size is pretty much in the back there.
Okay.
These nine spots right here are pretty much dedicated to us. Size as well also gave us parking to the, which would be to the, which would be to the left of the property, right here. We also have additional parking, that we're able to use as well. Size auto garage is here, and then pretty much occupies the rest of the spaces here. We also brought time in today, so, you know, can speak on his own behalf as well.
So you can park 20 vehicles on there when?
No, I cannot park some vehicles, on the property worth five, but with Frank and Ty, I can get more than that.
Okay.
Okay, can I ask, if this is Ty's property, right?
Well, Ty is actually a lessee of the property. And the property is actually owned by the same, that owns.
You guys are on the same lot?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, because I've looked at it a couple of times over here. Now, you're talking about where that big gigantic boat is sitting out there on the lot, and in front, you want to park in front of those?
No, they're actually to the far left-hand side of the boat, perhaps maybe 3 spots down. There is now an empty, you know, a small lot that we're able to use, that we pretty much dedicated that particular parking lot.
Because now we're hearing the fact that there's another business back there who does detailing, car detailing?
I can't speak on that.
Well, I understand that, but now that we know it's there.
And there, the gentleman came in, I believe it was yesterday, he has the application, he did not know he was there. He did not come to board, he does not have a motion file. Is the mayor being in 2 weeks, because the application still is in the board.
I just, my concern is that if he's gonna be doing detailing there, that's even gonna be more cars.
Yeah, well, it's detailing and auto restoration. But that means I don't know if all his applications are intended to come to the board.
Also, regards to across the street, the cable route. I don't think he has the ability to use that. I don't think he has that when we did his
I'd have to go back and look.
We're gonna have to research that.
What, to use it for parking, maybe?
Yeah, to use it for park, because he has all those cable wheels back there and stuff.
He needs to clean all that up.
And I believe.
He actually did clean it up in the process. He's actually taking those cables. He actually has a second property that he was aware of, that all those cables is pretty much getting cleaned up, which is a part of the reason why he signed these and said, listen, you know, you guys are parked over here, all these cables, we need like a couple of these things to be here.
You know how many spaces are over there?
13. However, there's a giant parking lot that it could hold more than 13, but actual parking places.
That's what's striped out over there is 13? Okay. It is pretty big. It's a pretty big area back there.
Yeah,
I can look at you. I'd have to look at you all that.
Because all the trucks are in there in the evening, right?
Do they park?
No, there's only one truck there that.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
And that truck is like in the back. It won't even be anywhere near the park.
I don't know. This is operation.
I have pictures. If you would like to see them.
I don't know about the rest of the board, but I didn't know that he was gonna be using that lot as well. Does anybody have a?
I drove by, saw the cables being picked up and stuff like that, but I didn't see anything other.
You know, I think the guy with the cable was cited because he had more than was supposed to be there.
They weren't supposed to store stuff outdoors, but I know that with their approval.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That wasn't, they weren't supposed to be storing anything over there, as far as I know.
I don't have an issue with this parking going over there for the use of that I just want to make sure that he doesn't decide to go back and start bringing extra stuff in. I mean, I know it's happening.
I'm sure Mr. Barnes is going to let him know about it, since he can't park there, right?
Now, you know, without the table cleaned up, well, you know, because he signed an easement and agrees, you know, to the easement, that's a part of him cleaning up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he wasn't supposed to store the cable reel there at all. He was asked not to do that. That's part of his agreement. So we can't trust what he's going to say to you, because he said it to us and didn't follow what he said. So that's the problem.
It's just, our concern is basically the street parking, okay? If you have a place for these people to park, then you're going to be able to make sure that they know that there is no street parking. I don't want to put a no parking sign. I mean, I can have them put up no parking signs and stuff like that, yeah. But the problem is, I've got to be able to get a fire truck down that street. I mean, even after we said you could only have retail, street was blocked up one night. So
I'm not saying
anything wrong. I just know that it was totally blocked up. And it makes it real difficult to get fire trucks down there and police vehicles if they have to in a hurry.
So if you're having like one of your tournaments or whatever your events are, can you just let, you know, when you notify these people, just let them know where the overflow parking is?
Absolutely. When we take this stuff further, we actually plan, you know, every tournament, especially until, you know, things get in the rhythm and the flow, to actually check the parking. Hey, you know, what vehicles park on the street? You guys move into the parking lot, whether it's our parking lot or across the street, the overflow or what have you.
It sounds like with 13 spaces there, you got at least not. I mean, you've got 9 on your lot, and then more over here. So, how many spaces do you think you're going to have total available, like on any given night? What do you?
Available on any given night. To be honest, I would probably need about 10 to 11 spaces.
I mean, what do you think is going to be available though? When you're you know, how many are you going to have available to you? Is what I'm asking.
For Ty or Frank? I'm sorry.
For all together, Frank, Ty, what's on your lot there? 20 some?
Yeah, probably about maybe 25.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Okay, and the 25 spots, so there is 9 spots on right where you are? 13?
Yes, ma'am.
On the other end, then where's the rest?
There's additional parking.
Could you show that on the to the board where?
Is it back here?
Back here?
Yes, ma'am.
Just that, if you go down Maple, just that left corner, I guess. If you
right
the
right
place,
here?
Look the place.
Back in there, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just between Frank and the 9 in his slot, he meets the requirement if indeed 13 spaces are available there. And if he's got more in the back, then it looks like they would be in excess of what we were asking for by ordinance.
So the ordinance was how many? Did we
20
know?
We came up 20? With.
20? Okay.
Yes.
It was a couple weeks ago, but how late would your tournaments be going?
It varies. Like I like to try to get out here like 9, 10, because we also sell, you know, primarily online as well. So those hours that we're not actually in front of customers, the shipping orders and things of that nature.
Is that true on weekends also?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And about how often do you have the tournaments?
When we were running them, we were having them just on Sunday. When we get full permission to open up, we're looking at about 4 to 5 times a week. Yu-Gi-Oh! Being our biggest game, but you know, there's Pokemon fans, there's Magic the Gathering fans. Our following isn't anywhere near as big for those. So those won't be, you know, as packed. But I'm looking about the standard card store. Normally like 4 to 5 days, somewhere around there.
And is some of that just drop off only? Like dropping kids off?
Oh, yeah. So some of us drop off only. A lot of it is carpooling. So even when, you know, we were illegal parking on the street, there would only be maybe like 8 to 10 cars. However, there would be, you know, 25 or 30 people inside. The reason for that is because a lot of people like to carpool with their friends.
So it seems like the issues that we asked them to address
either to come back for the variance or to secure the parking, it's part of that original approval, the net.
What was that now?
I said, it seems like the things that we asked to address as far as securing the additional parking and or requesting the variance, at the prior hearing, they addressed those issues.
Yeah, one question more, and I know we had to have security cameras over there for that, right? But the security cameras cover his parking lot, you know?
Yes, well.
Because there's going to be cars that you're parking.
Prada would have them too. We asked Prada for.
That's why I want to make sure.
Everybody gets cameras.
Everybody gets cameras.
He should have them, I don't know if he does.
Cover the parking lot because he's going to be parking people from over there at night.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure his park. Okay, on both. I just wanted to make sure he covers the parking lot so that anybody who parks his stuff over there. It says there is a building between you. You know, nobody's car gets.
I just came on Frank's property. The police chief came out to inspect ours and gave us the, you know, the AOK as far as the camera and the situation.
I'm just concerned for your patrons to make sure that their parking lot are covered by a camera in case something happens.
Okay. We can just verify with the police department that, or with Trotta somehow that the parking lot's covered in a surveillance, I guess.
Okay.
Make that a condition of any approval.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable?
I'm sure it probably is.
Well, he has to have cameras because he wouldn't.
Because he had all that stuff in the parking lot.
Yeah, he was asked to get cameras when he got his approval, just like everybody, so.
Okay, I do have some issues with the easement agreement. Okay, and one of which is this being attached to it? Because the agreement doesn't tell you where the easement is.
Okay.
And is your neighbor, Frank Moff, the estate, are they guaranteeing you these spots on the hours that you are allowed to park there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So will this be attached to the easement agreement because it doesn't specify?
It does not specify, but we will attach it.
That, okay. And then also, because you have the easement stays in place, you have an obligation to maintain, keep places clean, and you could very well lose your easement rights if you violate the terms of the easement agreement. So I think that we need to make as a condition of any approval that the easement agreement stays in full force and effect. If you lose that easement agreement, then you're going to have to come back in. Okay.
If you lose the parking, then you're not compliant anymore.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good point.
Because the parking is contingent on this agreement going forward.
Correct.
And there is some stipulations that it can be revoked if. Okay.
Do you have anything else, Seth?
I don't have anything.
Questions from the board? Okay. So do you want to go through the thing with the condition of the easement? All right, we'll open to the public. All right, there you go.
All right, Ed, we'll open to the public. Does anybody have any questions about Prodigy Games? Please come to the microphone, state your concerns and your name and address. Close to the public.
Okay, this is an application here for a variance. It was going to be a parking variance. The applicant had did get approval several months ago to occupy the property as a retail operation. We had a concern with the tournament game thing with the parking. So he did explore that. We did get an easement agreement with the neighbors. So the sum total of the available parking that is on site and that is available via the easement and the backyard satisfies the parking requirements for the operation. So we're would, now, what we would want, though, here on this is a couple of conditions. The parking lot, you will check with the Lindenwald Police Department to make sure that the parking area is properly surveilled, okay? The parking easement, you're going to work with me and make a couple of changes on this, and the parking easement has to stay in full force and effect during the operation of your business, okay?
In reference to calling the police station, of course, on the cameras, as a regular description, am I allowed to do that? Cameras pointing in the parking lot, that kind of sound, suspicious is coming from the regular decision. So
If you call him and they explain your situation, you've got this approval from the board, and one of the things is we're using his parking lot under a shared access agreement. The board wants us to make sure that that area is surveilled. I would, if you phrased it that way, I think you'd probably call yourself, right?
Okay.
If there's any problem.
And if he's given you permission to use the parking lot, I'm sure he's going to say, yeah, this is kind of covered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would anyone like to make a motion on JLUB 21-6A with the condition of the easement agreement?
Oh, we did.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Roach?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Lowe?
Yes.
Mr. Vanderburg?
Yes.
Mr. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Lane
Paskey?
Yes. There you go.
The other guy says now the other guy's going to have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. And then we should get a letter from Mr. Trotter for the
camp. But you're going to work with Kate on the easement agreements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's pretty much covered it, right? Those are the two main conditions you got to work out.
So with these conditions, can we operate the business, or will we still place that on hold at this point?
I would think so.
Yep. You go up in the sector, right? Everything's been inspected.
Yeah.
You have a mercantile. That'll cover the new operations.
Okay. I think it's just the easement agreement and that letter from Frank.
Okay. So just submit those, and then this one we don't have to go back to the board.
Nope. I can just submit them to Nancy, and she'll get them in the right hand. Or you're going to work with Kate on the easement, obviously.
And
I
can put the letter from Mr. Trotter on the surface to Kate and Jackson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That should do it. All right.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, young man. You have a chance. I've done some research. You have a chance to be very successful in this business. Make sure you do your due diligence. All right. Yeah.
You need any shirt?
Yeah. I got that off a friend. I know Kate has one. I thought you'd like that.
Kate, do you have a
partner?
You can email me. I'll give you.
Okay.
So we can.
I thought you would like that.
I think he's got a card for you, sir.
Okay, we're going to open to the public. Does anyone have any questions or concerns for the planning board? What's that?
There's one more thing.
What was there? All right. Correspondence, FY letter from LP Roosevelt Avenue.
It's FYI, but I get now I have to put the correspondence.
I never saw it, I couldn't.
We have to, I didn't see the letter.
I didn't see the letter.
It's just a letter that says thank you for what happened last meeting.
All right, for the last meeting, all right.
Yeah,
we're just going to respond to that.
Thank you from a woman who lives on Rosemont.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere over there.
All right.
I wanted to say thank you for making sure that he didn't have his black tie.
This is something very nice.
Very nice.
Okay, she's very welcome. Okay, all right, we'll open the meeting to the public. All right, motion to close.
So moved.
A motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All right. Okay.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye?
Aye.
Close?
Good night.